Casts.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. With the finish line in sight, the presidential and vice presidential candidates are blanketing the battleground states. Democratic VP candidate Tim Walz spoke in North Carolina.
And on behalf of the rest of the country, win this thing for America, North Carolina.
The vice president says she's got momentum. CBS's Nancy Cordes is traveling with the campaign.
Vice President Harris called out her opponent for spreading false new claims about voter fraud,
suggesting to people that if they vote, their vote won't matter.
A new Des Moines Register poll finds Harris now leading in Iowa, a supposedly red state.
I'm thrilled.
The news quickly made its way here to East Lansing, Michigan.
The country's energized and waking up, and we're like, we are not going to be lemmings for this Project 2025.
In Pennsylvania today, Trump continued to look back, even as his advisors warned against it.
I shouldn't have left. I mean, honestly, because we did so well. We had such a great... So now, I mean, every polling booth has hundreds of lawyers standing there. It's all about the lawyers. Everybody's standing, lawyers. Nobody should have that.
CBS's Nicole Killian says Trump's aides are now concerned about him staying on message.
Trump is making his last visit to Georgia here in Macon, which is typically blue territory. And while his campaign looks to chip away at Democratic margins, Trump's rhetoric on the trail may once again be distracting from his closing message.
It's important to realize that it's not just the presidency that will determine the direction of the country over the next 4 years. CBS's Scott McFarland says voters will decide which parties will control Congress.
In the race for control of the Senate, Democrats can lose a net of just one, maybe two seats, and risk losing their narrow majority, helping or handcuffing a future President Harris or future President Trump. And those blue wall battleground states have tens of millions of dollars in spending for Senate races too, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin.
It was an ugly scene in Spain today, site of flash flooding that has killed at least 205 people. When officials visited the area, including the king and queen, angry residents screamed murderers and threw mud and other objects at them. The BBC's Mark Lowen has the story.
Murderer, they cried. Rage boiling over at the visit of Spain's king and queen, prime minister, and the regional president of Valencia, who is accused of failing to warn people of the floods in advance and of a disastrously hesitant response.
The visit was ended early. Two bodyguards had to be treated for injuries. Ukraine's military says its air defense units are trying at this hour to repel a Russian drone attack on the capital, Kyiv. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Cloudy skies, chances of rain, and temperatures in the low 50s. It will continue to be breezy. Breezy on Monday with a chance of rain and a high of 64. For Tuesday, showers and breezy with a high of 54. Some sunshine by Wednesday with a high of 52.
It's 48 at our studios.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Woman pleads guilty to trying to smuggle 29 turtles across a lake in Vermont into Canada by kayak so they could eventually be sold in Hong Kong.
So they could vote illegally in November.
Stop box turtles from voting. She's facing 10 years in prison.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
That sound. The tape has popped into the deck and we are ready to roll. Welcome to Unlabeled. Time to take a listen down memory lane like your 90s mixtape is playing in your headphones. In the next hour, we're jamming the Tape 13, a true mixtape featuring Radiohead, Folk Impression, and Marcy Playground. We kick things off with the Smashing Pumpkins' Cherub Rock from 1993's Siamese Dream. It's the last song written for the album, actually. And on a cool note, the song was performed in a standard tuning with an E octave played at the 7th fret, a technique which the band used on other songs such as Drown and Starletta. Corgan described this as the pumpkin chord, saying, "We basically stole this from Jimi Hendrix, but Hendrix probably stole it from Wes Montgomery." The prominent effect on the solo was achieved by recording the guitar solo in two different tapes, which were then run simultaneously with the speed of one tape slightly altered. It's kind of cool. See if you can check that out in the Smashing Pumpkins' Cherub Rock right here on WFHR's Unlabeled. We'll be right back. I dig that one. The grooves, the vibe, Sleater-Kinney, get up. The band's name actually derives from Sleater-Kinney Road in Lacey, Washington, where they're from. Coming up, we're hanging out with the Lemonheads, Marcy Playground, Blur, and Matthew Sweet. Now, one of the more iconic bands of the 90s, really the closest we came to having a Pink Floyd, the layers, the depth that this band went to. Lead singer of the band Radiohead, Tom York, said that this song arose from a melody he had no idea what to do with, and that it was attending a Jeff Buckley show, and Jeff in particular, who gave him the confidence to sing this in falsetto. From 1995's The Bends, here's Radiohead with Fake Plastic Trees, on Unlabeled here at WFHR.
The green plastic watering can for a fake Chinese rubber plant and a fake plastic girl. What you bought from a rubber man. Time for the rubber bands to get rid of itself. Who wears around? Who wears around? Who wears around?
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
The Badgers.
Fades Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From 1995, Better Than Ezra, Rosalia. During a show in Alberta, Kevin Griffin explained to the audience that while living for a short time in Santa Fe, New Mexico, he had a job waiting tables at the Pink Adobe restaurant. The restaurant's owner was a woman named Rosalia Murphy, and he wrote the song as a tribute to her. That's kind of cool. Still tracks to come from Blur and Matthew Sweet. Here now, another song from 95, a track made popular from the cult classic movie Kids. Here's Folk Impression, Natural One. Here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR's Unlabeled.
Take it inside where I can love how I lie. and I had so much time to sit and think about myself. And then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yeah, there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Hanging round downtown by myself, and I've had too much caffeine, and I was thinking about myself. And then there she was, in platform double suede. Yeah, there she was, like disco lemonade. I smell sex and candy hair. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Take it. Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this must be my dream.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Cloudy skies, chances of rain, and temperatures in the low 50s. It will continue to be breezy. Breezy on Monday with a chance of rain and a high of 64. For Tuesday, showers and breezy with a high of 54. Some sunshine by Wednesday with a high of 52.
It's 48 at our studios.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. The type of memories that turn your bones to glass. Turn your bones to glass. Mother came rushing in. She said we didn't see a thing. We said we didn't see a thing. And Father left at 8, nearly splintering the gate. Cold-blooded old time. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. The type of memories that turn your bones to glass. Turn your bones to glass. And though you were just a little squirrel, you understood every word. And in this way, they gave you clarity, a cold-blooded clarity. Cold-blooded old time. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Now how can I stand and laugh with the man who redefined your body? How can I stand and laugh with the man who redefined your body? In those cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times.
such an interesting, moody track right there from the 97 self-titled album Blur with Beetlebum. That song features Beatles influenced music and a mood that lead singer and songwriter of Blur and future lead singer and songwriter of the Gorillaz, Damon Albarn, described as sleepy and sexy. Despite the fears of the song's uncommercial nature, the single actually debuted at number one on the UK singles chart, becoming Blur's second track to top the charts. We've come to the end of the tape. Thank you very much to everyone for listening and spreading the word of the show, this show on social media and everything. We greatly appreciate you. You all out there are so appreciated. We leave you with a good one. Don't often get to use this word to describe a track, but a lovely track, a sweet track, you might say, from Matthew Sweet. Here is This Moment. Be good to each other, everyone. We'll talk to you sooner than later, right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR's Unlabeled.
Oh,
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Charles Franklin from Marquette University Law School. This is the last poll before we will go to the polls.
In the presidential race, we have it at a 1-point Harris lead, 48-47, with 5% undecided. And how those people make up their minds, who to vote for or if to vote, that's easily enough to sway this race.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Continuing election coverage you won't find anywhere else, including results when the polls close on November 5th. I'm Melissa Kay. Count on us on air at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, on the web, WFHR.com, and always on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more?